Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We are going to talk with Nico Horner about the Cubs advancing to the divisional series against the Brewers.
So, for their insolence, God decreed that neither Loki nor Bartleby would ever be allowed back into paradise.
Were they sent to hell?
Worse, Wisconsin.
All right, so bus ride this afternoon, 5-game playoff series, no airplanes, right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right? It's been a while. We ended the season at home, too, so we're staying true to the Midwest.
What the hell is going on? Why was stopped?
Lou quit.
Who is Lou?
The driver.
There's a drive to left field from Horner. Way back there and gone. The third solo homer for the Cubs this afternoon. This one belongs to Nico Horner.
Are you going
to
stop at either the Brat Stop halfway up or Mars Cheese Castle? This is this is where the fans and the hosts you're talking to usually stop on our way up to Milwaukee. Will you call us from the Mars Cheese Castle if you guys make a stop?
That sounds like proper high-performance fuel night before. And I think when you go somewhere, you need to, like, acclimate, right? And so I think you get some of, like, the local product and get it going. And I think we'll be very grounded and ready for Milwaukee and full of brats and cheese curds.
Made aware of what is happening in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin is like if the United States took one of its states and decided, you know what, let's just make that whole place a Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. And somebody was like, yeah, but they have winter. And they go, don't worry. They'll find a way. They'll find a way to get drunk on the water. It's frozen. I said what I said.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got a full boat for you today. We're here until 6 o'clock. There's a lot of stuff that we have got to get done. We've got a preview game 2 of the NLDS between the Cubs and the Brewers. We've got to talk with Kurt Warner. We will talk with Ron Darling. Bruce Levine is going to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, we got giveaways to give away. I'll get to those in just a minute. Crew is here. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
I'm sorry if we loaded Nico up on cheese, and that's the reason for the first inning.
He's a grown man. He made his own choice.
Yeah, but seriously, if he was, like, you know, loaded up on curds, does that explain the error? The error was big, man.
It was big, but look, the guy doesn't make errors. So he made one. I can't eat his lunch for that.
I'm not going to eat his lunch. No way. I mean, that man deserves all the lunches he wants.
Unless it's Rinaldi's.
I mean, we did the other day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was delicious.
I'm just saying that error was kind of a big deal. It's four unearned runs in the first inning of a playoff game. And Matthew Boyd might have survived. Nico said as much. Boyd might have survived, come back out, thrown the second, thrown the third even.
It's true.
Who knows?
It happens. It happens to even the best players. I feel bad. We are going to give away stuff. Like, if you want to win a pair of tickets to Cubs Brewers NLDS Game 3 at Wrigley on Wednesday, then you should stop by Dad's Place at 3369 North Clark in the City Beautiful from 5 until 6:30 tonight and meet Mark Grody to register for your chance to win tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. Also, you can stop by Sluggers in Wrigleyville from 7 until 8 as Gabe Ramirez will be there to register for your chance to win tickets to Game 3. Tickets are courtesy of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you.
I mean, that's an awesome evening. Just go hang out with Grody for a while and then make your way up the street and hang out with Gabe. Thank you to Budweiser. We will be there at Game 3.
The Oak Park Boys.
Yeah, right? We will be there at Game 3. On Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting live from Gallagher Way.
We will. So we'll have the show leading into the game, and who knows what that game might be, depending on what happens tonight. Where's the hope?
I ran into a certain kind of Cub fan last night. I went to see the John Candy documentary over at the Chicago Theater, and it's really good. It's going to be streaming on Amazon starting on, I believe, Friday, October 10th. But anyway, ran into some people, and a couple different Cub fans gave me a version of this. Well, you know the series, the way it's going to go. It already went that way. This Cubs team, they always break my heart. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? This Cubs team? He's like, no, my whole life. You know, my parents' life. Like the Cubs, they just always break your heart.
You can't do that anymore. You can't do that thing.
It stopped me cold, man, because I knew that it would come. I knew that it would come because my father, I thought you had to be a certain age. That, like, these people were a little younger. My dad, like, in recent years would be like, oh, those Red Sox, they always break your heart. This is what life is like as a Red Sox fan. I was like, Dad, they won 4 World Series in the course of 14 seasons. You can't do that anymore. You can't do that. They won in 04, 07, and whatever it was, 13, 18. You can't do that anymore. But he did it. He put it back on like a freaking old trench coat that felt familiar. And now apparently some Cub fans, are you out there? Because I talked to 2 of you last night, are re-embracing Cubs fatalism. This team always breaks my heart.
Wait, does one of them live in your house?
No, she does not.
Okay.
She does not. But one of them does play in my band.
Ah.
That guy. And he's like, yeah, 84, they broke my heart.
You can't do that.
2003.
There's a cutoff now and where you can't do that anymore.
I said, what about 2016?
What about 2015?
He went 2017, 2018. I'm like, you just skipped right over it, man.
There's a bunch of league championship series appearances there.
Is that breaking your heart when you make 3 straight NLCSs? Like, at what point are you just like, you know what? This is a really good year. Let's see how far we go here, you know?
Right.
NLCS.
At what point are you like, look, we made the playoffs. This is great. Boy, I hope they go far. I'll be watching. Good luck, everybody. But no, the anger of like, I am a victim. I am a victim of the generational fandom that has been passed down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's okay to be upset about this year's particular team, or even if you want to look over the last 5 years of Cubs baseball and say that it is below the level at which an organization that has that type of money should be at. You can be mad at this team and how they played in game one,
sure,
if you want. You can't do the thing. You can't do the thing where it's like, my grandfather, he suffered, and my mom suffered, and my aunts and uncles, they all suffered, and here I am suffering. No, like that all ended.
But
that ended.
There is an enjoyment of that. There is, even if it's subconscious on some level, there is an honor. There always was an honor of that. And I saw my dad re-embrace it in the Red Sox way of like, it's hard, but I'm strong because I've grown up dealing with all of the fateful losing. Let me tell you about when Enos Slaughter scored from first, you know? Like, let me tell you about Bucky Effing Dent, right? Let's talk about the ball going under Leon Durham's glove, right? Let's talk about all these things that happened. So there's an honor in that and a power for some people.
I don't think it's very honorable.
Let it go!
Yeah,
Let it go.
I think that you have to kind of look at your fandom as BC and AC, before championship and after championship. Now, there are a ton of things that a Cubs fan can and should be frustrated about after the championship. And the fact that the championship window, while yes, there were three consecutive LCSs, it didn't give you what you needed. Guys that probably should still be playing, number one, more opportunities to win championships, and then a five-year drop from the playoffs. All of that stuff is well within reason to be mad about. You can be mad about Schwarber. You can be mad about Darvish. All of that stuff is fair game. You can't go back to the BC days.
You are exactly right. You can look at the 9 years of Theo Epstein's run and say, when he built it, he didn't quite build it the way that he wanted, that he dreamed of, that he said he was going to in terms of the promise of sustained success. They didn't quite do that, spent some money in some bad ways, and then the org shed money. Like, you can look at all of that, and I think it's fascinating to think of it in a 10-year window, even a 15-year window. But I regret to tell you, you have lost connectivity with the black cat in front of Ron Santo.
I think this is just a baseball fan thing. Like, I look at White Sox, right? Like, obviously, 20 years ago, every day for the next couple weeks, you're going to see, 20 years ago today, the Sox did this. And, like, you can't say that I can't say they broke my heart anymore, because they ripped it out in 2020. So I have no heart. So that's part of it. But I think just baseball fans are just, we're insane. To like baseball, like Theo Epstein said, it's designed to torture you.
Yeah.
So I think it's part of baseball fan identity that you like being tortured a little bit.
That's
and
true.
You lean into it.
That's true. And maybe like your instincts then kick back to the generational thing. When there's plenty, you can feel tortured for plenty of things in the present tense. There's all kinds of stuff.
There's a decade of stuff that you can be like, yeah, we didn't really, as a team, do our best to make things matter as much as they should. And you don't even have to rewind it back to the generational stuff. You can rewind it to this year's trade deadline. You can rewind it to right there and be like, I wish they would have done more. Had they done more, maybe they wouldn't be averaging two runs a game or whatever it is they're averaging.
Tell you what, that's what reared its head to me. The trade deadline and the lack of a starting pitcher acquisition, as much as they survived in the second half, thanks to some really good depth and Cade Horton making the big leap, there you were. You needed a really good number four. Your really good number four starter is who's supposed to start game one. And if it was Jameson Taillon, after a three-game series that you gutted your way through against the Padres, your really good number four is supposed to start game one of the next round. And it would have been Taillon if Horton was healthy. And so maybe it should have been Ray, but he didn't trust. He liked Matthew Boyd more than Colin Ray. And I get that. I totally
so
get
do
that.
I. I was totally on board with it because I figured what they would do is, hey, can you get us 13 outs?
Because
if you can get us 13 outs, then we can win the game. And that's kind of what managers are doing. And I don't know if I'd necessarily agree with it, But I understand the idea of we're going to shorten the game. We're going to give them different looks for 4 2/3 or whatever it is.
Right.
And we're going to try to shake them up from a lineup perspective. It's fun that inside of these playoffs that we have seen guys take no-hitters deep into games. We've seen pitchers pitch into the eighth and starting pitchers pitch into the eighth inning of games. That's a little bit more familiar, mm-hmm. I think, to a lot of people. But this way that it's going right now, I'm not sure that the Cubs are necessarily built for it, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's an interesting thing. This idea of Cubs fatalism and whether fans have a right to it or not has some legs. Lots of people texting in. We'll clip and save those. Maybe get back to it a little bit later on in the show because I'm fascinated. And maybe even later on in the playoffs. You know, we'll see if that feeling sticks around for people.
It's funny because I felt it before game three.
Like, oh no, yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that what happened in game two was just automatically going to happen in game three. And I thought there would have been a little bit of more optimism, but I get it. Like, the Cubs weren't scoring runs, mm-hmm. so it felt worse than it actually was because their pitching was so good inside of that series, except for a couple of hits. I don't know. It's just weird to be in that place where there's been this success.
And especially when you got the exultation of winning that game three, of winning that Padres series. This should feel like gravy a little bit, you know, to an extent that you get more of a postseason.
I'm not
Maybe gravy's too strong, but I mean, this is awesome that we're getting more playoff baseball.
I think that it's totally okay for a Cub fan to be fatalist inside of the year and the series itself. Like, that is just fandom. I think where it becomes troublesome is the generational stuff.
I said it
as if there you weren't rewarded with Valhalla
right.
in 2016.
You were rewarded. I do feel a little bad when I just told people that they've lost connectivity to the Black Cat in front of Ron Santo. Like, if that was your grandfather's cross to bear and now you've lost a little. I feel a little bad for you. I got to admit, because there's something nice about that.
No, it's not. This is not nice. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.